Now to the opioid crisis. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds opioid overdoses increased nearly 30% across the country in just 14 months between 2016 and 2017. The CDC called it a wake-up call, and states are looking for strategies to deal with it. In Arizona, lawmakers have passed a handful of new laws. Many of them limit access to prescription painkillers. But there are concerns it won't be enough, especially in rural, hard-to-reach communities. Will Stone from member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
John says there's always been a drug problem in his hometown. It's just the drug of choice that's changed.
A couple years ago, it was all meth that was around this area. And now it's all opioids.
The 24-year-old is 2 weeks sober when I meet him at a coffee shop on the edges of Kingman, Arizona. We're not using his real name because of his history of illegal drug use. John says he first tried opioids when he was only 10 or 11.
Yeah, I started with pills. Hanging out at school, it's everywhere.
Eventually, John moved on to heroin. He's acutely aware of how drugs have hijacked his life.
It's like an on and off battle all the time of being an addict. People get clean, then they get soaked, you know, and then they relapse, and then they get clean. It is with me, at least. I just want to find a point where I'm sober.
Not easy in this rural, relatively poor corner of Arizona. There are few treatment options. John drives nearly an hour to see his doctor, who gives him medication for withdrawal symptoms. That's where he first saw a flyer for a local group called HOPE, Heroin Overdose Prevention Education. So he called the phone number.
It blew my mind. I didn't know they were doing that out here, we need it for sure.
That's how we ended up here, picking up clean needles and naloxone, a drug that reverses opioid overdoses and can save lives. He'll give it to his friends, he says. No one else is.
One person I've seen out of the couple hundred people that I know that use.
Since June, more than 950 people are believed to have died from opioid overdoses in Arizona. As part of its response, the state has given out thousands of naloxone kits and pushed to have first responders carry them.
But reaching IV drug users is still proving difficult. Robert DeVries is the police chief for Kingman.
We didn't see this coming, we being law enforcement, as quickly as what we should have in regards to the pill abuse.
In 2016, Mojave County, population 200,000, had the most prescriptions per capita in Arizona. Governor Doug Ducey has held it up as emblematic of the crisis, a place where doctors dole out millions of pills. But DeVries says the trend is changing.
Heroin is the leading cause that we are seeing of our overdose deaths.
And that's true across the country. Heroin and the even more potent fentanyl are driving the death rate, especially as states tamp down on prescribing. Deaths from heroin tripled between 2012 and 2016 in Arizona, and it's now the most common drug found in those who overdose, right ahead of oxycodone.
We are struggling, we know that, and we're trying. And that's where we've said to the state, quit using this as a poster child if you're not going to help us with some resources.
State lawmakers took a big step toward that in January, passing a host of new laws to restrict prescribing, eliminate barriers to effective treatment, and protect drug users who call 911 in good faith to report an overdose.
We're not going to arrest our way out of this situation. We need to take a three-pronged approach. That's education, that's treatment, and, of course, enforcement.
Arizona was careful not to force existing patients to lower their doses, which could push even more to street drugs. The rules instead apply to new patients and ramp up oversight of doctors. But Dr. William Maroney cautions.
Prescription drug laws are all about 4 or 5 years too late.
Maroney is the former president of the American Osteopathic Academy of Addiction Medicine. We spoke via Skype.
It's flipped. It's inverted now. And a governor or licensing and regulatory affairs or legislature, they cannot touch the heroin and the fentanyl that's going to come into this country to kill people.
He says only treatment can reach those people, and hopefully in time. For Here and Now, I'm Will Stone.